look at the difference Johnny Kenny made in Europe. He was their focal point, the goal scorer. You don't have that in the league this season. You don't have that out-and-out striker.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds, a great 3 points for your team here tonight, but perhaps maybe working a bit too hard for that victory towards the end than you would have liked.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you look at the last few minutes, but look, I haven't had any game here where it's been comfortable and you could relax. It was a cagey affair in the first half. Two teams trying to, I suppose, suss each other out tactically. I suppose it changed, and then was we had a great chance for Ross Tierney. Then it's the sending off, then changed it. You know, but scored a penalty, and it is what it is.
Were you surprised to see Shelburne sticking with a 4-3-2? Did you expect him to maybe go 4-4-1 when they had Mark Coyle sent off?
No, look, Amir, whatever they decide to do is up to themselves, you know. But look, we were disciplined and controlled. Even in the staff, there seems to be chaos going on in the game, and we were controlled. And I think that transferred onto our players, bar the last few minutes where they're gambling, and we need to be better.
What did you like about your own team's performance here tonight?
What did I like about it? Just finding another way to win. You know, I didn't think it was a brilliant game. I just thought we were comfortable at times. There wasn't loads of chances in it, in the first half anyway. So you need to be a bit clinical. And Rossi had one cleared off the line and the penalty. So I didn't think there was much in it. Meepo had a great chance for them to make it 1-1, but it was tight.
When you kind of look back at that second half performance as well, I mean, ultimately they were down to 9 men for the closing stages. Why do you feel your team was doing so much defending at that point?
I don't know, but look, we dominated when they were down to 10 and we controlled, and I suppose getting to the finishing line, and as that panic sets in, we need to be better at that, 100%. But this team has been through an awful lot, you know, an awful lot. So to get there and to get an edge, he's getting closer. So look, it's something new for him. Obviously, we want to be better at it, but look, it's all about the 3 points.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose it's a case of where you were really, I suppose, chasing games, and that's where you were getting those late goals, late winners. Whereas this point, at this stage here, you were leading in a game, and it's just that something that maybe your team has to get better at doing.
Exactly. You know, you're talking about it there. We haven't been in that position of late, so it's different for them, but we're evolving all the time. You know, players are doing really well. I don't think they're getting the credit they deserve, but they do inside with us. So, look, I'm delighted with them.
And you must be delighted with the support in the Jody stand there tonight as well, right around the ground.
Yeah, there's some show for me there. I won't go into that, but no, look at me, really good. I didn't think it was a brilliant game, and wasn't loads to shout about. It was cagey, as I said, but they were delighted at the end, and players are as well.
Drogheda United away now, that's going to be another tough game.
Yeah, and Drogheda play Monday as well, so I'm not sure how they got on tonight, but we'll do our work a couple of days just to recharge and get ready for that.
I'm happy to be up around the top of the table now at this stage of the season.
Yeah, compared to last season and early in the season, definitely, but there's a lot of hard work to do. It shows we can beat anyone, and anyone can beat us, because we've been beaten by, say, teams at the bottom, so we have to be at our best every day.
Thanks for your time, Alan.
Thank you.
This week on Diverted.
Sí, well, you know, cuando tienes tiempo en Argentina es esencial para comer media luna todos los tiempos.
I tell the story of how my hitchhiking disaster led me to the family of Alexis McAllister.
Para nosotros también es un gran orgullo que mi hermano haya jugado con Maradona y Alexis, su hijo, haya jugado con Messi, que son los dos más grandes exponentes del fútbol mundial que dio la Argentina.
I also meet Dickie McAllister at the Buenos Aires Hurling Club, and we discover the national sport of Argentina, pato.
¿Anduviste en otro lado filmando pato ya o no?
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.